This is Morning Edition here on North Carolina Public Radio and WUNC. I'm David Brower, in for Eric Hodge. The poets we've been following this summer are in Tunisia right now. This weekend, Will McInerney, Mohammed Moussa, Kane Smigo, and photographer Samir Abdelkhalek are traveling from their home base in Tunis to more rural areas to get a different perspective on the Arab summer. Before they left, they met a young woman, and she inspired this latest poetic portrait of a revolution.
It's hard to describe the energy inside a sunset, or better yet, the feeling of sand as it sits in your hands. I've never been able to describe what it's like to absorb the portraits on Earth that have erupted from Mother Nature's core. And for our time here in North Africa, we've seen amazing sights, and we've met extraordinary people whose greatness hangs like medallions from their necks. But it's hard to describe the outstanding when it's subtle, or to explain the incredible when it's subdued. So I'm not sure how to tell you what Aya is like.
Imagine you're silent 23 years and suddenly you can talk and you will know and you will appreciate freedom.
24 years old, Arab, Muslim, African woman.
And imagine like your father and mother will jade for doing nothing or sometimes for doing good. And you will know about injustice.
Any and all expectations crumble around her like the ruins of Carthage that line the coast here. And stereotypes splinter beneath her feet like thin ice over an ocean of misconceptions that she is fully prepared to dive headfirst into. Because the phoenix feathers in her hair will dry up every last drop of ignorance long before she has to hold her breath or her tongue, which is not something she's very good at. It can argue fluently in three languages, has an appetite for freedom, and abhors the taste of silence. If it hadn't been for Aya, we would have likely lost our camera to undercover police last week that wore their aggression pinned to their chests in place of a badge. Back in the States, there are students taking notes in lectures on terms that she uses to describe the demands of her people. While they stay up nights in libraries writing term papers, she and her peers are staging sit-ins in city centers to make sure this semester doesn't end like the last one.
Maybe I would talk to people all over the world, especially those people who live like in other worlds.
I watch her pride trickle down her cheeks as she recalls the news of January 14th, that the overseer living in the president's palace for the last 23 years had finally fled the plantation. She and the youth that led this revolution are sowing new crops that belong to them this time. But the work is hard, the summer is hot, and the fields are still filled with police who are twice Aya's size and age.
What we're struggling now for, it's for our children, it's not for us. We will not like live in a democracy this year or the year after or like 10 years. But it's like for the other generation. So we're struggling for others.
But she is unmoved. A revolutionary firecracker with gunpowder in her eyes, and lashes that stitched together into a fuse which burnt a house of cards to the ground with conviction, until all that was left was a one-way plane ticket for the king-turned-joker. Because the revolution in Tunisia was ignited by the youth, thousands like Aya, whose dreams were too bright for Ben Ali's henchmen to censor and smoke out. Like Mohamed Bouazizi, the 26-year-old fruit vendor whose body was the first match. Like the general, a 21-year-old rapper whose voice for justice fanned the flames from a prison cell. And like Mohamed Hanshi, whose body became one of over 300 reminders of why the youth will never turn back. An ember of inspiration that burns in Aya's eyes to this day. The ground in Tunisia is still covered in wax. Tears have been shed. Blood has been spilt. But you can hear the flames flickering behind her tongue.
Like, imagine you're living in one room with your whole family without electricity, without internet connection, without cell phone.
Poets Will McInerney, Mohammed Musab, Kane Schmigo, and photographer Samir Abdel-Kalek are all students or recent graduates of UNC Chapel Hill and NC State University. They're in Tunisia right now and will be sending us another poetic portrait of a revolution for this time next week on Morning Edition. You can hear the complete series of poetic reflections from Egypt and Tunisia and find a link to photos and the poet's blog at our website. It's wunc.org.